HMS Agamemnon.
Con sonar. Range to Tango 2, 21,000 yards and closing. No change in contact's speed or heading.
Sonar, aye. McBean lowered the handset. Weapons. Open outer doors on tubes 1 through 3, flood tubes 4 through 6. Outer doors 1 through 3 open, aye. Tubes 4 through 6 flooding. In sequence, shoot 1 through 3. Tubes 1 through 3, shoot in sequence, aye. The submarine vibrated with the successive compressed air charges that pushed the torpedoes out of their tubes. Once clear of the boat, each torpedo's gas turbine pump jet engine kicked in, driving the weapon toward its target at more than 80 knots. Guided by thin wires trailing back to the Agamemnon, the torpedoes fanned out, covering a wider front and allowing for the Russian's potential evasive action. No matter where the Russian turned, he'd have at least one of the British torpedoes still bearing down on him. 20 degrees right rudder, 10 degrees down angle. The Agamemnon slowly swung to the right and started descending. McBean wanted to move away from where they'd fired, but he couldn't turn too far too soon, or he'd risk fouling the control wires on the torpedoes. He had to stay pointed in the general direction of the Russian boat until the active sonar on the torpedoes acquired their target. Until then, the Agamemnon was playing chicken on a massive scale. Only in this game, the first one to blink would be dead. Vasily Buzlaev, Russian Laika-class attack submarine, Gulf of Alaska.
Torpedoes in the water, dead astern, range 18,000 meters and closing.
The sonar operator's warning startled Captain Nikolai Golubov, who had been discussing their sinking of the Chinese submarine with his executive officer. Golubov snatched the handset from its cradle. More than one sonar?
At least two, possibly more. Yes, now I have three at least, Captain. One directly astern and one each side, slightly behind, approximately 10 degrees off centerline. Range 17,000 to the closest.
Golubov turned and barked at the helmsman. Maximum down angle, all ahead full, release countermeasures. The big submarine seemed to come reluctantly to life as the bow dipped and the boat shifted slowly into an almost sickening nose-down angle.
Come left, 180 degrees. Weapons officer, give me a firing solution back down the bearing of those torpedoes.
Yes, Captain.
Captain Golubov tried to hide his frustration at the reluctance of his boat to respond to the helm. His crew was excellent, but at more than 100 meters long and displacing in excess of 11,000 tons submerged, the Vasily Buzlaev was hardly what even the most optimistic person would call nimble. He gritted his teeth.
Captain, Tube 1 controls are not responding. Tube 5 has a malfunctioning pressure relay, and the torpedo in 6 is still not responding to computer input. Tubes 2 and 4 are ready.
Fire tubes 2 and 4.
The hull shuddered as the two torpedoes went on their way.
What about tube 3? Golubov barked.
That tube had been loaded with another Shkval 2 rather than the standard fleet torpedoes. Golubov was livid that the faster torpedo was not ready. The Vasily Buzlaev was a beautiful boat, but because it was the first in its class, there were many bugs yet to be worked out. High command had rushed it into service without finishing the proper sea trials, and the boat had been beset by technical issues since the day it had sailed. The sonar operator broke in before anyone could answer the captain's question.
Range 14,000.
Right full rudder, Golubov ordered. Reload tubes 2 and 4 and get me another working tube. How far to get below the layer?
At least another 100 meters, the exec said. If we can get there before those torpedoes go active.
A sudden, loud ping reverberated through the hull, followed by several more in loud, insistent rhythm.
Release another decoy and flood all ballast tanks, Golubov barked. Put us on the bottom.